Pashas, Sora, Shishi, Perik, and Dal, and Pasuk Lamed Gimel. By the very Hashem, Moshe, Ba'al Aharon, Emor, Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aharon, saying, Pasuk Lamed Dal, Kisavo, Al Aretz, Al Aretz Kanaan, when you come to Aretz Kanaan, Hashem, Nino, Sin, Lachem, Lach, Huzah, that I will give to you as a possession. Nisati, Neget, Saras, V'bayis, Eretz, Achuz, Aschem, and I will place a Saras affliction upon a house in the land of your possession. Rashi says, Nisati, Neget, Saras. It's actually a good statement. Shanagon bar malan that there will be tsaras on their houses. Why? The fish hit minu amorim. The Amoris would hide stuff in them at Tamar Shalzav, treasures of gold, the curious patam, and the walls of their houses. Chol Arvim Shanah for all 40 years, Shai Yisrael b'Mimur, where all the Jews were in the desert. By the Hanega, and result of the Nega, no seitz habayis, you have to break down the house, and you'll find them. Pasuk Lamed Hey, Ubo Asher lo habayis. The one whom the house belongs to shall come. I'll tell the Kohen the following. Something like an affliction has appeared to me in the house. Rashi says, nearly I feel the Tam, even if it's a Torah scholar, he knows it's a nega. Don't make it as a defendant statement. Lomar nega nearly, that affliction appeared to me, like for sure. Kenega nearly, rather like a nega, I have seen. Pasuk Lamed Vav. Betziva Kohen, and the Kohen shall command, Upinas Abayis, and shall clear the house, Uter Nevo HaKohen, before the Kohen will come, the Rosh HaSanaga, to view the Nega, the Lo Yitam Meis Kosher Bayis, so that everything in the house shall not become coming. Achar Kain, then Nevo HaKohen, the Rosh HaSanaga, and the Kohen will come to view the house. Rashi said, Uter Nevo HaKohen, she calls Manchi, and Kohen Niskak Lo, because anytime the Kohen is uninvolved, in Shem Torah Tuma. There's no issue of Tuma, in that house, so you can take everything out before that. Lo Yitam Meis Kosher Bayis, Shemuel Yifaneh, because you don't clear out, you have a coin, the karma will come, the URS and that guy, I'll see the Nega. And then Sakhur has to have to close it off. Chomash Mesoch Yitman, by definition, this is closed up, everything becomes Tameh. Abamachos the Torah, and why is the Torah having pity? Ima Klishat, if it's on things that could be rinsed in the mikvah, like metal or wood, you'd fit in, just put them in the mikvah, be tired, and they become pure. Vimal Ochlim Mashkim, if it's on food and beverages, Yachlim, let them eat them, they made Tamas, you can eat them while they're coming. Alochos the Torah, Allah Klicharish, Shainam Tire, the mikvah. Now, referring to these earthenware utensils, which cannot be used for truma or for offerings anymore because they don't have any tara b'mikvah. Pasuk Lamed Zayin V'ras, and again, and the Kohen sees the Nega V'nei, the old. Nega B'kiros Abayis, the wall, there's an affliction in the walls of the house. Sharakrak, Shirkararos, Yirakarukos, or Adamdumos. It's depressed. Green, deep green, or deep red. Mareim shafo minakir, and their appearance is lower than the wall. Rashi says, what does the word shikaruros mean? It means shikuos, sunken to mareim in their appearance. Pasuk lamid ches. V'yatzah koim in abayis, the koim leaves the house. El pesach abayis, to the entrance of the house. V'yatzah abayis, shivasamim, and then it'll close the house for 7 days. Pasuk lamid ches. V'shav koim v'yom ha-shvi. The Kohen returns on the seventh day. And behold, the Nega spread on the walls of the houses. The Kohen commands and he will remove the stones that Sherbah and Nega, which have the Nega. He'll tell people to send them out outside of the city to an impure place. Like Unkos says, which means that Plum Yisham, they should take them away from there. Kamo b'chotzo na'ala. She should take off the shoe, Lashon Hasel, which means removal. El makom tameh. Makom she'in taharos mishtamim shos sham. A place where things which must be kept pure are not used. Lim chatasav teaches you, shalom halal, these stones, mitamas mekomam, make their location impure, but odin bo, while they are in that place. Meaning, although the afflicted stones transmit impurity to people or vessels or kalim, in a covered and closed space above them, like a mace, once the stones of impurity have been removed, there is no more tuma in that place anymore. Passing them out. The es habayis yaktia mibayis aviv, and the house shall be scraped from within. The shafchu es ha'afar asher hiktua al mechutzal yirin she'en shepor, all that scrapings outside of the city. I'm a come to my place, which means ruginer, which means to trim. Lashon Mishnah, Yisharbi, you find that Lashon in the Mishnahites. The bias moved in from inside. Saviv, Savivos, Hanagaram, the affliction, the Torah, the bias, Nidrashkin, this is found, the Torah's Kohen, Nidrashkin, this is the Medrash, Shiko of Hatiach, Hatiach, you should peel away the plaster, Shasaviv, Abne Hanaga, that is around the stones of affliction. Vikitso, Lashon Kotza, which means the edge, meaning Asher Kitso, which have been stripped away, Vikitse Hanaga, the edge of affliction, so they've all around you. Pasuk my base, but klav and then achiros. They take other stones, they view out tachas avonim and put them in the place of these stones that were taken away. But for achri kach betacha alabayas and other, you know, mortar should be placed and it should be used to plaster the house. Pasuk mem gimel. Tina shuvah nega uparach abayas acher. And if affliction returns and erupts in the house, achar chilis as avonim after you remove the stones, achar chitzos. As the bias, after you scrape the edges of the bias of the house, after he tilach and after it has been plastered. Rashi says, "Bixos, lishon heyasos, it has been done, it has been scraped, lichin hitoach, it has been plastered. Avachilat as avonim, he has removed the stones, musab, ahaloshon shel adam shechiltam." It's referring to the verb chilates, to the person who removed them. It's an active verb, the person who removes the stones. Hu mishkab lashon kaved, it's in the form of a Lashon PL, chilates, not chalats, kmo kiper or diber. So that's what's in the pasuk. It's saying chilates is avanim, the person removed the stones, not reflect, not the hispael or nifal. Rashi continues to be neshuv hanega the gomer, and if the affliction returns, yachol you might have chazur ba beyom if returns on the yitamish vitamei tamalomar shavakon. You have to return on the seventh day. V'im yashuv, if he returns, so then we make a drash from Mashiva, just like it's returning Amur Lahalam, which we're going to say later on, we said earlier, the Sof HaShavua, the word Shiva, Shav, refers to it in the seventh day. So, Shiva Hamur Kan, the Sof HaShavua. So when it says returning over here, it doesn't mean right away, Yashuv HaNega, it means when the Nega returns at the end of the week. So long if the Nega is not present at the end of the week, it'll be Tara, if it's present at the end of the week, it'll be Tala. Plus it down. Uba Kohen, and the Kohen will come. The Ra and he'll see. Can he pass on Nega Babayas? And behold, the Nega has spread in a house again. Tsaras Mamerasi, it's a degenerative Tsaras, Babayas in a house. Tamehu, it is Tameh. Rashi says, Uba Koin Ra bin Pasa. So Yachal, you might have thought, Lo Yeha Chodri Tameh. That which returns, meaning if the affliction that returns after the original stones have been removed, you might have thought they're not Tameh. Elm came possible, unless they actually spread. So, Nemar, Sarasma Meret Habatim. Nemar, Tzamaret Habagadim. So, we make a connection between the word Sarasma Meret, as we find in this passage by the word houses, and the word Sarasma Meret, as we find by the Gadim earlier in Parashas Tazria. So, Ma'ala Halon, Timhe Asachoser, Afa Pishina Pasa, just like the Torah makes something that which returns impure, even though it doesn't actually spread. So, Afkan, Timhe Asachoser, the Torah will make impure. The actual returns in the house, even though it doesn't spread. So if that's the case, and came out from the Lomar, why is the Torah to say the case is that it spread? It doesn't have to spread. You don't need to say this. Rather, the Torah should have said first, if the Nega returns, and then you should break down the house. Regardless of the fact that it spreads. And then, the Kohen shall come and look, and behold, the affliction has spread. Why do you need to have a statement saying upasanega right away? That's not necessarily the halacha. It doesn't have to spread. The Rashi says, it's only coming to teach you, Ella al-nega ha-omibin, referring to an affliction which stands unchanged in its appearance, b'shvua rishon, in the end of the first week. And it's closed off. Uva b'sof shvua shini, then the Kohen comes at the end of the second week, umata Shapasha, pasa, then he realizes that it's spread. Because the Torah, earlier, with respect to other types of negaim, does not mention a situation where the nega in the first week, at the end of the first week, was unchanged. Because in editing Pasuk Lamates, it begins with the discussion of the end of the first week where it spreads. So, Lam Chakan, it has taught you about the situation here, Bepishyon Zeh, with this mentioning of the idea of it spreading, She'in Medaber Elab Omeid Rishon. It's speaking of a situation where it was unchanged in the first week, Upasa Basheini, and it spread in the second week, umayasalo. So then what should you do in that case where it stood in the first week and it spread in the second week? That's what the pasuk here is telling us. So yachol, you might have thought you should demolish it right away, as the Torah will tell us soon, if you break down the house in certain situations. Tamalomar, the Torah tells us, Bishabakoin, Uboha Kohen. The Kohen shall return. That's what that Bishabakoin was mentioned earlier. Uboha Kohen is this pasuk. The Kohen shall come. Nimlum Bia Hishiva. We derive a connection, halacha, from the word Bia, from the word Shiva mentioned earlier. Mashiva, just like it said earlier, that the word Shiva returning, which means cholates, kotze, betachi, have to remove the stones, scrape the edges, and plaster the house, and listen, lashvoi, you have to give it another week to return. Then chazon notice, and then if it does return, then you have to actually break it down. Sha'afia. So to hear, in a case where returns are coming, cholates, because of betach, you have to, if it stands in, for the week one, it didn't stand in place, and the second week it spread, you have to remove it again. You have to scrape the edges, you have to plaster the house, and listen, lashvoi, and give it another week. The imchazer, and if it then returns, notice, then you have to demolish it. Lochas, if it doesn't return, tar, it becomes tar. So Rashi just explained right now the reason for this pasuk to emphasize the case of pasa is not for a simple case that it spreads the first week, but if it stands still the first week, then it spreads the second week. You have to give a third week in order to wait to see if it returns. And now Rashi says, how do you know that if it stood unchanged in week one and week two, cholates, because of itself, you have to do it again, another removal of the plaster. You have to scrape it. You have to plaster it again. And also, it's a shvuah, and give it another week, a third week. Tam lomar uba. The im bo yavo. The coin comes. The kulu. The chulu. And some of the confusion of what this means. Some earlier sources cite the entire passage as it appears in Torah's Kohanim, and we'll see how Rashi explains it here. But back across the daughter, what is the pasuk referring to in these situations where the pasukim talk about uba? Im bepishyon rishon. If it's referring to where it spreads in the first week, we already know that, as mentioned earlier. If it's spread in the second week, that's our pasuk, as Rashi explained earlier. Rather, the pasuk of imba and imba, if it comes and the coins come, the coin checks, that case, that pasuk, which is going to be later on, is actually only in a situation where it doesn't spread in the first week and it doesn't spread in the second week. This is, it stands unchanged. Okay, then it spreads, so it's hatame. As it's written over here, v'tir asabayis. In the case over here, in our pasuk, if it doesn't spread, if nothing happens, it should become pure. Tamalomar, no, kinirpa nega. The only time it's pure is if it's healed. Lo tirati elas alifoy. Rashi says the drasha is Hashem only made it pure only that which has been healed, but not which things have been unchanged. Maya salo. So if it just stays in place, what do you do? Bia hamur lamalo. Again, it says the word bia earlier, but now ubia hamur lamata, and it says the word bia later on in pasuk memchas. So they get another connection. So ma, yeah. So ma be'aliona, just like in the earlier verse, cholitz v'katz v'tach v'nosim l'shvua. You have to again, remove it, scrape it, plaster it, and give it a week. To gomer la, because for it is a tradition, this is the gzer shava. Zu shiva, zu ibia, the word shav and ba have the same connections. Aftach tel came, so too, when it says the word bia, later on in the Torah, it also means that same process, you have to wait a third week, if nothing happens in the second week. Because the keys of the Torah is all from the Torah's Kohanim. Gomer shadavar, so in the end of the day, ein nesitza ela benega achozer. The only time you demolish a house with an affliction, there's no obligation to destroy a house except in the case where the affliction returns. Acha chalitza, after the removal of the stones, the kito and the scraping, meticha and the plastering. V'ena chozer tzarach pisayon. And the fact that it returns doesn't mean that it has to spread. It just has to return, that's considered impure. Pesidim mikros kachu. And this is how you read the psukim at the end of the day. Im yashuv, it says in pasuk ben gimel, if the affliction returns, v'natatz, and he will demolish. That's pasuk mem hey, v'haba al habayis, anyone who comes to the house, pasuk mem vav, v'och al habayis, anyone who eats in the house, pasuk mem zayin. Rashi is again listing all these pasukim until this point, which deals with the affliction that spread at the end of the first week and returned at the end of the second week. So then uba hakom ibira v'nei pasuk, the coins all spread. The dibra kosov, that's pasuk mem dalad. The dibra kosov, and this Pasuk says, "Ba'omen Arishon," in the of an affliction that stands unchanged at the end of the first week, Shinos l'shua sheni laskiro, and give it a second week to close off. Ubasof shua sheni laskiro, at the end of the second week of being closed off, bav ra'ah shapasa. He saw that it spread. Umayan salo shedu. Again, cholitz b'katzav b'tach. He has to do a removal, scrape, and plaster. Shinos l'shua, give another week. Chaz b'natatz, and if he returns and he demolishes it, lo chaz doesn't return to tzipor, and he has to require the birds. Purification process, because the rule is there's only 3 weeks of affliction of negayim before we can determine status. That's the first segment of the sukkah. Then the next part is the invayavo, lasof shua sheni. The coin comes at the end of the second week, for Rav Yehuda Lapasa, and it didn't spread at all. Mikroza Balame Beinov, but only Beinov. It's talking about an affliction which stands unchanged. The Rishon Uba Sheni. It doesn't change from the first week or the second week. Maya said, what do you do? Yachmi Tarani Mahdalik Tahar Kimashima Mikra, like the Torah says. Tahar Kohen Sabai, the coin should make the place pure. Tama lower, no, Kine Panaga, only if it healed. Lo Tatia, Alas Haripa, only made it pure if it's healed, but not if it just remains unchanged. It's only if the stones are removed and plaster is removed and everything's removed, and the Nega doesn't return. I was at Tom, this requires it. It's in the third week because the nega still is in place. That's how they read the pasuk. If he comes not in the first week but the second week, the rav and lefos, and behold, it didn't come, it didn't spread. You have to plaster it. Plastering needs removal, v'kitza, and scraping of the edges. The acher hatichuach hasabayis v'taras akonat habayis, and after he plasters it, the coin should make it pure, meaning im lochazer, if it doesn't return, the sofa shuah at the end of the third week. Kid nipanaya, because it was healed, it didn't return. So chazer, if it does return, even if it doesn't spread. From Pirish, we already explained, al chazer shaton et titza. Anything that returns after that week, it requires demolition. Pasuk memhei, benasas is a bias. So pasuk memhei, it says that if he should demolish the house, as a vana basa, it's of his kol akar habayis, stones and timber, mortar of the house, motis al nechotza machana, al nechotza erev makom tarish, take all of the materials outside of the city to a makom tame. Pasuk mevav haba al bais, and if one comes to a house, kol yimei skiro, so all the days that he has been closed off, tame yitma al arv, he'll be impure. Rashi says, kol yimei skiro, so all the days that he's closed off, he closed it off, he'll be tame. Below yamim, in that days, Rashi says, Shikalaf es nego, where he peeled away its affliction, meaning if he went out of the way before it was destroyed and peeled off the nega, he won't be tamei. Yachal shani mosi, that one might have thought that I would also exclude from this law hamachlit, if it's decidedly impure, Shikalaf es nego, that who peels away the nega, he'll be tar, tamalomar, kol yimei, only those days, but this does not mean that if a person who peels it off, and during the day of Yimei, where it's decidedly Tameh, that he will be Tameh as well. An Ha'arev, Milami, which tells us she'in b'tameh b'gadim doesn't have Tumas b'gadim. Meaning, how do you see that? Because this verse, this pasuk, unlike the following one, that deals with a person who eats or reclines in a house that has naga, it doesn't say the words Yichavis b'gadim. So that omission tells us that there's no Tumas b'gadim. Yachol, afil shaha. He might have thought he would be stayed for a long time, enough to eat half a loaf. He'll be tame, he'll be tahar. With his clothing, tam lomar, when he eats in the house, shall he have his clothing immersed. So he is tame if he waits that long. Ainli ella ocha. Okay, maybe if he only eats there, his clothing are tame. Shochev, I don't know if he just reclines without eating, he's going to be tame, tam lomar, ha shochev. One who reclines. Ainli ella ocha, the shochev. That's not if he does both. La ocha, but lo shochev. He doesn't eat or recline. He just stands there. For that time period, minayin time and lomar. I know it's time and time and lomar. Yichabes riba. It's include the extra language of washing, immersing. Tells us there are many situations where he has to immerse, even if he's not eating or reclining. Imkin lomar namar ochav shochev. So why do I need that the lashon in the pasuk? Leitin shir la shochev kdeil chen spas. Tells us the measurement of time for the one who reclines as the time to eat the half a loaf of bread. That's how much time is to create a tumas begadim. Pasuk. One who reclines in the house has to immerse his garments. One who eats in the house has to immerse his garments. If the coin will come, and he sees and the nega did not spread, Babais in the house. Achor Hitoch, after it was plastered. As Sabais, the house. Vitir Kohen Sabais, Kinyan Panega. The Kohen will make it pure because the Nega was healed. Rashi. Pasuk and Pesach Kach, Lachate Esavais, and he will cleanse the house. He will take Shli Tiporim, two birds, eight arrows, which is last, cedar wood, and the crimson wool, and his Pasuk and Shachas, and Sipor, and Shach, the one bird, Achas, that's one. Al Klicharas, Maim Chaim, and earthen vessel, Maim Chaim, and spring water. Pasuk and Alf, Lachachas, eight arrows, Bez Ezo, Bez Shmis last, Bez Hasipor, Achaya. You know, take all these different things, the Ezel, the Ezer, the sheep's last, and the bird that's living, but Tavol, some will dip them, but Dam, Hatzipar, Ashkuta, the Maimachayim, in the blood of the bird, and the Maimachayim, Visa Sabai Shavu, I'll sprinkle the blood, this mixture, on the house 7 times. Pasuk and Beis, the Chita Sabai, and they'll cleanse the house, but Dam, Hatzipar, the Maimachayim, with the blood of the bird, and the water, and the spring water, for Tzipar Achai, and the living bird, the Ezer, the Ezel, the sheep's last, and also with the living bird, and the its errors and Ezov and Shisla, it's Pasuk and Gimel. Shilach of the Sipra Chaya on the Chutzayer, then he sends the living word outside to the city, Alpine Asada, by the field. Chipra Alabais, Betire, and shall cause an atonement for the house, and that shall become pure. Pasuk and Dalid, Zos HaTorah, Lechol Nega, Tzras, Lanosek. This is the law for every Tzras, affliction, and a Nosek. Pasuk and Hey, with Tzras, Abeg, Alabais, and for Tzras, of the clothing, and for the house, Pasuk and Vav, Lose, Isla, Pachas, and Baris, and if it's Ace, and the Sapachas, and Baris, Pasuk and Zion, Lahoros, Payom HaTameh, Payom HaTor, to rule about the impure day and the pure day, that become purified, zos tzaras hatzaras, this is the law of tzaras. Rashi says, v'horos v'yom hator v'gomer, izu yom mitaro v'izu mitama, what is the day for his purity, what is the day which makes him impure, that's what v'yom is referring to, about, not on. Pasuk says about, v'adresh m'moshe v'ar al aron emar, Shem says to Moshe Aaron, saying, Pasuk v'yit abiru, speak el b'nei Yisrael to the Jews, v'martem alehem, and say to them, ish ish kie zov v'yibsaro zovo tamehu. Anyone has a discharge from his flesh, shall his discharge is impure. Rashi comments, Kia Zov, Yachol Zov Mikol Makom, Imata ain't discharged from his body, he tell me it makes me tam. Tamalomar, mi besaro from his flesh, lo kol besaro, not every piece of flesh. Achar shechilak akosu, bin basar lo basar, sechisi lodem. So once I make distinguish between different types of flesh, so now I can make the following logic. Timei bezov, bitimei bezova, the Torah makes a man who has a discharge impure, and the Torah makes a woman who has a discharge impure. So ma zava, just like a zava, mimakob shehi mitamam mitumakala, nida, from the place where she has a lesser impurity, which is a nida, mitame mitumakamura ziva, she has a more stronger impurity, which is a ziva. So abzav, so a zav too. Mimakom she mitame mitumakala carry. Mitame mitumakamura ziva, the same place where the zara comes out because of tumas carry, which is a lesser tuma. That's the same source where the more intense tuma called azav comes out as well. Zovo tame, limit al tipashi mitame. The droplet of zav that comes out has the level of tuma if it's touched or it's carried. Pasigil, zos tiet tumaso bezavo. This should be his impurity when he's discharging, for his discharge. Ror bisaro, whether his flesh runs with the discharge, azavo, with his discharge. Ohechtim bisaro, whether his flesh is stopped up, bisavo, because of his discharge, tumasohi, is because he is impure. Rashi continues, zov, dome, lemei basek shlorim, a discharge of a zov is like a water which is exuded from dough made of barley, viduche, and it's thin, not so viscous. Dome, leloven beitza, it's like the white of an egg, hamguzeres, which is spoiled. Shifchazera kosher, but zera is viscous, kiloven leaf, like the white of an egg, she'inam muzeris, which is not spoiled. Rar, lashon rear, which means like spittle, shazav visaro esavo, the flesh discharges, his discharge, kumo rear, like a spittle, shifchazel, which comes out clear. Ohechdim, shiotzi alpha, comes out very thick. The sosum es piam, and it clogs up the opening of the male organ. The nistan besar, and his flesh becomes clogged up, mitivazel, because of this droplet. Zeb shuta, that symbol reading of the pasuk. Midrash, but the Medrash says, Mana Pasuk Rishon, the first Pasuk counts Rios Shtayim, two Rios, two perceptions of discharge. Vekara Tameh, and it calls it Tameh, Shnamer Zav Vimsaro, Zavo. Tamehu, he's impure by just those two Rios. Mana Pasuk Asheni, but the second Pasuk, our Pasuk, counts Rios Shalosh, three perceptions of discharge. Vekara Tameh, and it calls it Tameh, Shnamer Tumasob Zavo, It says the word zav three times. Okay, so how is it? Is it two or three? So the Gemara, Rashi is explaining, there's two different sources of tuma. Shtayim l'tuma, if he sees two discharges, he becomes tame. Vashlishis mezakikin mezikikasu l'karbon. The third discharge makes him required to bring a carbon. Pasuk down. Call mishka v'shishkav alav zav yitma. Any bedding which his zav will sit on or recline on will make it tame. Call kliyashay yishiv alav yitma. Any vessel upon which he will sit will also become impure. Rashi is called Mishkav Haroy the Mishkav. Any bedding which is fit for reclining, Yachol, Afilu Muyuch Menach Acharsim. I thought even something which is designated for some other purpose, not for sitting, Tamalomar Asher Yishkav. That the Zav will sit on. Asher Shachavlo Namar El Asher Yishkav. It doesn't say upon which the Zav has reclined, but rather upon which the Zav will recline. Hamiyuchah Tamin Lekach, because something that you normally designate for that purpose of sitting. Yachta Zeh, excluding something Shamrim Lo Amod Venasa Nachinu. Excluding an object which we say, get up and you should do your work with it, and not that you should be sitting on it. Asher yeshiv, yashav lo nemar el yeshiv, asher yeshiv, alav, that he's sitting on, not that he's sat, biyucha tamid dekach, and it's designated for the purpose constantly. Pasuk hei, v'ish asher yigav v'bishkav, a person who touches his bedding, yichabes v'gadav, he should wash his clothing, v'chas v'vayim, he should immerse himself in water, v'tamei ad arav, and he's tamei until the evening. Rashi says, asher, v'ish asher yigav v'mishkav, v'imid al mishkav, it's taught us about bedding, shechomer min hamaga, which is more severe than the impurity transmitted through touching the zav. Because this person is bedding, the bedding itself, nasa avatam becomes the primary shechomer of tumel tame adam, tame begadim. It makes him up another person tame, and which transmits tumel to his garment. The magabum touches the object that has been touched, sheino mishka, which is not bedding. Inu el of latatom, it's an offspring of impurity. Inu mitame el ochon mashkin, it's only mitame food and liquids. Pasuk vav, v'hayushev al hakli, a woman who sits on an article, an entity, asher yeshev alav hazav, which the zav will sit. V'chabes v'gadav, he has to wash his clothing. V'rachatz v'sarab, he has to immerse himself in water. V'tamei ad arav, and he's tamei until the evening. Rashi says v'hayushev al hakli, afil l'naga, even if he doesn't touch that vessel, afil asar kelim, if there are 10 articles. One on top of the other, and the one that the zav sat on is on the lowest layer. Kulon tumei mitamin, everything's tamei, even the topmost layer is shown mosha because of the tumah of the seat of the zav. The chen b'mishkav, and similarly for a bed. Pasuk zayin, if I'm not giving b'sar hazav, anyone touches the flesh of the zav, chabes b'gadav rechatz b'mayim, mitamei adar, if that's washes clothing, he has to immerse himself in water, he's tamei until the evening. Pasuk chas, v'chi rok hazav b'tar. If a zav will spit upon a pure person, again, this person has to wash his clothing, immerse himself in water, and he's tamei until the evening. Rashi says, and the spit touches the person, or he carries the spit, because the spit is tamei even when carried. Pasuk tests, any writing equipment, that the zav will write on, will become impure. Rashi says, if he doesn't sit on it, but just gives him support, kigon hatavah shel sarga, like a saddle bow, shikorin arson, which they call an arson balaz, which is called a rounded upward projection, projecting front part of the saddle, which the rider holds. Tame mishum merkav. It's tame because of the riding equipment, ba'ukaf, and the saddle, shikorin sila, which is called a sela, which is like a saddle. Tamei the Tumas Mishkav. That's or Moshe. That's Tamei because of Moshe, not because of Merkav. Pasuk Yad B'chol Negev B'chol Asher Yeh Tachtav. Anyone touches anything that will be beneath him. Yitma Ad Arav will be Tamei until the evening. V'Nasei Al Sam. And whoever carries them, Yichabes B'Gadav, have to wash his clothing. V'Rachatz B'Maim, and have to wash immerse in the water. The Tamei Ad Arav is Tamei until the evening. Rashi says B'chol Negev B'chol Asher Yeh Tachtav. Shows up. Anyone touches anything that is beneath the Zav. But the Limei teaches us on Merkav about writing equipment. She hanogei about tame. The ain tuna kibas pagan. The one who touches it becomes tame, but it doesn't require his clothing to be immersed. Vu chomer b'mishkav b'merkav, which tells you that the laws applying to a seat are stricter over the laws of a writing equipment. Banosio sam, and the one who touches them. Kol Omer Binyan Hazav Zovo Viroko Vishav Hazaro Meimirin Ragov HaMishka Mishka B'Amerika V'Masan Tam Adam Tam Bigadim. This is all the things, the fluid, the spittle, the zera, the meraglaim, the bedding and seat, and the riding equipments. All those things, if they're carried, to make the person tummy, to make his clothing tummy as well. Pasuk get out. V'chol asher yigabo hazav, anything that the azav touches, v'yadav l'shatav l'mayim, without rinsing his hands in water, v'chivas v'gadav, shall, he has to wash his clothing, v'chat b'mayim, and he has to immerse himself in water, v'tmei ha'arav, and he's tummy until the evening. Rashi says, v'yadav l'shatav l'mayim, ba'od shal tovel b'tumasa, as long as he has not immersed himself in a mikvah. Feel the pasuk mizava, even if you stop discharging. See Rishav and he counted 7 days. Mechusar tefila, he lacks immersion. Metami bechol tumasa, but he's metami everything. Vezeshal seakasav, and the fact that the Torah expressed tivasa begufa shozav b'lashon shetiva sedayim, the Torah is explaining the immersion, the tefila, and the lashon of rinsing one's hands. Ramchav tell you, she'im beis astarim tu'im beis mayim, things that are inner parts of the organs do not require water to come to them. El Eber HaGolah Kemo HaYadayim, but rather exposed limbs like the hands. That's what the Torah is using the Lashon of Rechitzas Yadayim. Shativas Yadayim. Pasuk Yud Beis. V'chicharas Asher Yigabo HaZav Yishaver, any earthenware vessel that the Zav touches has to be broken. V'chol Kliyetz, and any Kliyetz Yishatev V'mayim has to be rinsed in water. Rash says, V'chicharas Asher Yigabo HaZav Yachli Ma'afar Afil Nagabo, even if he touched it, Mi'achor Ravikulo V'chulo, even from the outside, Kivisim Per Taras Kohanim, out until it says in Taras Kohanim, Ezra Magash Rebekula, what is considered touching, that is like touching everything. Havi Omer, I would tell you, Zeusito, this is Tumas Hesis, moving it, that's going to be Tame for the Zav as well. Pasuk Yod Gil, Chi Tar, Azav Yizavo, Misafar Lo Shivas Yamim, Mataro So, Chi Bes Begad of Rechats Bemayim, Bemayim, Chayim, Bitaher. When the Zav will cease to have discharges, he counts 7 days for himself, from that time they stopped, he immerses his garments, and he immerses his flesh in the spring water, and he'll become pure. Rashi says, Chiyitar, Kishiyaf, when he ceases to have the discharge, that's what it means he'll be pure. Shivas Yomim Lataraso, Shivas Yomim Tehorim Mitumaziva, 7 day period of being pure from the impurity of discharge. Shal Yerazov, you shouldn't see in the Zav, the Kulin Ratu from this has to be a consecutive 7 days. Rashi Pasuk Gedalad, on the 7th day, Yikach L'Shnei Sarim, he has to take 2 turtle doves, L'Shnei Benin, or 2 young doves, who both in Hashem, and he comes before Hashem, al Pesach al Moed, to the Pesach of the Ol Moed, to Nasan, as, Nasan al Kohen, should give it to the Kohen. Pasuk Tasav, Asa Asama, Kohen, Ha'achar, Chatas, Ha'achar, Ola, the Kohen makes, for one of these birds, a Chatas, one of them should be an Ola, Chiper, Ola, Ha'Kohen, L'Fnei Hashem, Mizavo, and the Kohen shall provide atonement before Hashem for his discharge.